Ebola crossed into Liberia through the country's border with Guinea back in March. A few months later, the Liberian government closed the border. Liberia is now making progress in its fight against Ebola, but people in the border areas are still feeling impact from the closure. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton sent this report from Liberia's eastern city of Ganta.
In this area, you find the same people, the same ethnic groups and languages, and families straddle the border here in Liberia and over there in Guinea.
Right over there is the border. Yeah, as you can see over there, the rubber farms you see across there, there are rubber farms that are found in Guinea.
Local businessman Prince Howard. His family has lived in the Ganta area for nearly a century.
The border is not fenced, and you have, you know, people who live around the river and they have their relatives right across the river, most likely they may cross over sometime because where there's no security, sometimes they cross over.
Howard says this is Liberia's busiest border post, and when it was shut in July, it put many people out of work. At the border checkpoint, a group of young men sits under a tall mango tree, endlessly playing cards. One of them is Prince Dolo. He says they used to earn their living as money changers, but Ebola has changed all that.
The reason why I'm not happy is that I have nothing to do, border is closed, and no means to live. So I think it's disease stop killing and hunger kill us.
Prince Dolo says either way, Ebola will get you or hunger will. To date, half the deaths from Ebola in West Africa have been in Liberia. But the number of cases has dropped drastically in recent weeks, with no new cases for over a month reported here in Ganta or the surrounding Nimba County. Yet, just down the road, a 50-bed Ebola treatment unit being built by the US is nearing completion. Howard takes us to the bright yellow bridge that spans the border.
This method divides Liberia and Guinea, yeah. And as you can see, because the border is not moving,
it's dead.
It's completely dead, as you can see.
We're standing at the edge of St. John's River, which separates Liberia from Guinea.
Right on the shoulder of the river, you see the crops growing down there is pepper. You know that the locals...
Chili peppers?
Yeah, chili peppers that the locals are growing. And also the other side, you see, they are cassavas. These have been grown by the local people here.
Can I step across?
Yeah, no problem.
Here we go. Just about to start crossing this metal bridge. I'm leaving Liberia. And here I am. I'm in Guinea. We can see a few security people. The map of Guinea. A gazebo painted green. And absolutely no activity.
Howard says he thinks the government was wise to close the border to help protect Liberia and his hometown, Ganta.
I think life comes first before economic activities.
People are twiddling their fingers. Grasses are growing super high. Absolutely no vehicles, no noise, no coming and going. Nothing. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, at the Liberia-Guinea border in Ganta, Nimba County.